guess who's back is Coach of the Year, Mike Elko and Texas A&M. Who said they were going to make a playoff? Get the hell out of here. They just punched their ticket. Probably punched their ticket to Atlanta, too. I mean, how are you going to deny red-hot A&M? Thank God we didn't make the dancing bet. Giga Maggies, 31-30 over South Carolina. Game of the Year. I think it may have been, whoa, Fire Beamer, get his ass out. Oh, God, I'm just picturing it now, the meltdown his ass is going to have in the post game. Do you think he cries? Think Shane Beamer cries in his post game? I bet Mike Elko, his ass going to be fired up. Shout out Marcel Reed. We were all over his ass. God, he was sensational. In that second half, he may win the Heisman now. This may be his Heisman moment. He looked like he shouldn't even be the starting quarterback in the first half. He looks like $1 million. And if I have to hear Lenore Sellers as a first-round pick one more time, we need to retire that. The guy, I don't even think, is a draftable quarterback. God. Hey, you called it 42%. That was too low.
Too low. I was thinking they're going to score 42 points in the third quarter, Mike.
Damn it. I gave them a 4% chance. Shows what I know. You know what?
Yeah, I told you, man. Once I'm up in this wagon, I ain't getting out, Mike. I ain't getting out.
You got to pick and win every game now.
What a freaking game. What a freaking game. I feel so bad. I feel bad for South Carolina fans, right? They've not had anything good happen to them all season long, and this was it, and it got beamered.
Look at Dublap. When will it end? Should Beamer be fired? I mean,
Beam them up. Get them out. Oh, my. This is what happens. I give him an extension in the offseason, and now he's the only fireable coach left in the SEC right now.
Double cousin curse, not this time. Oh, man, what a heartbreaker. And now I think A&M's a lock for the playoff, of course.
Right.
Oh, after trashing them for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I think they're going to make the, this is probably going to be the moment, Shane, if A&M wins the national championship, we're going to look back at them getting their ass whooped in the first half. And I don't know what Coach Elko said. I would imagine he unloaded on their ass.
Yeah.
That's going to be like the moment where we turn this thing around and Marcel Reed, hell, maybe he will win the Heisman now. After that second half performance. And
yeah,
I think this will be the turning point. I mean, they were already awesome, but now it's like, now how can you deny this team?
You can't. You can't. It's honestly, Marcel Reed, it felt like he just needed that one little confidence boost, right? You know? Yeah. It's like kryptonite was in the house and we couldn't find out where it was, but now it's gone. He just became Superman and unstoppable. And I think the key, you talked about Mike Elko ripping into him. I don't think that was the case at all, Mike. I feel like he ripped into that offensive line. I feel like he maybe ripped into that defense, but more importantly, just have some people around Marcel kind of take that off of him. And once they got the running game going, man, couldn't be stopped. South Carolina bringing 9. Well, guess what? We're going to throw over the top, you know?
Shout out, Sheehan, just when you're feeling bad about your school's performance, South Carolina swoops in and says, oh, my bear.
Oh, man. Oh, Beamer. Beamer.
What's fun, Shade?
Yeah.
Our halftime reaction, nothing but Texas fans. No Aggies in here now.
Yeah.
Nothing but Aggies. I see one Longhorn fan.
The seesaw of emotions. I told you, man, 2025, it's been an absolute crazy roller coaster. It ain't over. Like all these teams sitting here saying, well, we got it in. We just gave you a scenario where A&M, like we were just talking 2 hours ago, how A&M could miss the college football playoffs. And now we're back to SEC champs potentially. So
national champs.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, you talk about making a team grow. This is it, man. To come up, well, how many points were they down? 27 points?
27. And they outscored them 28-0 in the second half, 21-0 in the third. The third quarter is what won it for them. A&M, again, all the attention, Shane, is going to be on the offense, which they should get all the credit in the world, right?
Yeah.
But Carolina, whew, buddy, their offense, this is a credit to A&M's defense.
held them to eight plays, 45 yards, and South Carolina went for it on a fourth and short, got stuffed. Then they went three and out, four and out, three and out, and then the last drive was eight plays, 23 yards. Hell of a performance by Mike Elko, dialing up all these damn blitzes. And A&M even tried to shoot themselves in the foot there with that wild turnover.
Yeah,
as they were about to punch it in and put this game away. So it was a defense that closed it out.
Yep.
And a defense, again, Marcel Reed and Casey Concepcion and E.J. Smith, all these guys deserve credit for their plays in the second half. But the defense really came aboard. You know what?
Oh, Mike, I tell you, brother. You know, it's like Coach Green. Could you imagine Beamer just come out there? They are who we thought they are. We had them on the hook.
That's what I was saying.
Want to crown them? Crown them.
I said, man, I can't wait to see old Beamer's reaction. Do you think he cries in the post game?
He's going to be mad. He'll be redder than my face is right now. But, yeah, because you could sense it, man. When I was watching him walk on the sideline there about 2 minutes left, that this one got off the hook. You know, he was already – He was already thinking about shit he wanted to say in the podium after this game, you know, and now he's got to refresh all that and make another excuse on why they messed this one up. South Carolina lost this game, Mike. At the end of the day, South Carolina lost this game.
Man, imagine being a Gamecock right now. You know, they could have made a bowl game had they won this.
Yeah.
They would have crushed this Coastal Carolina. Then they would have went into Clemson with the bowl hopes on the line. Now it just evaporated right in front of their face. Oh, yep. Shout out Michael Dunlap. Oh, I feel for you, brother.
We talked about this. We said you can end the season strong. Massive win down at College Station. Win the next two games after that. Even Beamer talked about people remember November. You know, they don't care about October anymore. So,
right.
But now, I mean, you're two games in, right? And you got two L's. So this is a November that maybe you don't want them to remember if you're Coach Beamer.
Michael Dunlap says he's hitting the transfer portal, the fan portal. You know what?
Oh, man. But, hey, I tell you, you look back, seriously, Mike, you look back, I do anyway, at national championship runs, right?
Yeah.
I look at teams that have won it. I go back to my blood Vols 98, and if it weren't for the stumble and fumble in Arkansas, if it weren't for the missed field goal in Syracuse, you know, it's like – the Florida Gator game. There's all these games that had to happen to get us to that spot. And I feel like if this is the run, if this is the magic run, I think you're going to look back at Notre Dame. You're going to look down there in College Station against South Carolina and those moments you about screwed up, but it made you a better football team.
Yeah. Hey, shout out Gig'em BQ92, Shane. The Cox climaxed early, then went the limp.
Oh, Elko, well-deserved raise, Mike.
Yeah, forget everything I said. Give him that. Hell, he probably got him another couple
is
million.
Is that what they talked about the elite bonus structure. I wonder if one of the asterisks, like, you got to be down three scores. If you could come back, you get an extra $100,000.
But, hey, honestly, though, a comeback, a performance like this, it's got to increase your belief that A&M can win the SEC, can win the national championship, right?
Yeah, I think if anybody's scared right now, it should be them Longhorns down there in Austin, Texas, right? Because I'm not up. I don't know what the games are going on, but let's just say Texas wins this thing. If they do that, Mike, you still got one game. I feel like you got to get over, and it's going to be probably the toughest team in the country right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hell, it'll be even worse, I think, if Texas loses.
No. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because now your rival.
I think it'd be worse emotionally if you had more on the line, though. You know.
Yeah.
To have a play-in game, we beat these guys, we're in, and then if we lose to our rivals, that would be the ultimate, especially at home.
But see, I'd spin it the other way, Shane. I think it'd be worse if A&M beat you on your home field and they're 12-0 and you go Texas 8-4. Texas would literally be 8-4, losing to the team they call Texas 8-4. I mean, good night. Imagine that.
We fired Sarkisian then, right? Fire people around here.
MD, Mike Elko's exotic package was the difference here. Gig up and God bless America.
What about that defense, man? What about that game
of the year, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, so far, I don't want to say game.
A&M Notre Dame was pretty awesome.
That was a pretty good game on the road. I feel like that was more, especially being down, having that last drive. I would say that was a little bit more. I mean, this is a huge comeback, but it's a huge comeback against a South Carolina team that you were favored by, 19 points? So let's don't. This was a great, great game, but it wasn't the best game of the season.
I don't know. Epic comeback. But it wasn't a perfect game for A&M, Shane. Shout out Josh. The cop that checked our players has been relieved of his duties, according to ESPN.
Oh, shit.
A&M police, they've tweeted it out themselves. So they have confirmed this. That crazy bastard, anybody that missed it, there were some Gamecocks in the tunnel. And this
toughest hit of the day, you know?
This guy came in here and shoulder checked him, and then he started yelling at him after they scored. It was a horrible look for that.
What if he tased Nick Harbor right there, you know? Just handcuff his ass in the tunnel. Oh, man. Yeah, it was stupid. There was no need. We're there for the kids, right?
Yeah.
And you're like big shoulder, just like shoulder bumped him on the way in.
How could you not know in 2025 there's cameras everywhere of a freaking football game? You know what?
His grandkids watching and be like, fuck, we'll never. Our legacy is ruined. My super trooper here.
How about Marcus? Appreciate you. Shane, thoughts on Klein's third and goal play call? The turnover, the wild option throw behind?
I didn't like getting too fancy there, especially because he's made mistake a few times throwing behind the line of scrimmage, which I think it originally was supposed to be a pitch, whatever. But I feel like with this big uglies up front, you know, there's no reason that we couldn't have punched this thing in with Owens or Smith or somebody, you know?
Right. And to your point, Shane, A&M nearly outgained South Carolina by 300 yards.
Yeah.
In the second half, it was 371 for A&M, 76 for Carolina. So, again, you were stealing their manhood.
Yeah.
You were dominating the line of scrimmage. Don't get too cute down there. That's what could happen to you. You know what?
Oh, man. That would have been even worse, I think. Forget the comeback. Like, to come back, get up by one. It'd be like Georgia, Bama last year, you know? Yeah. Like, you finally get the lead, and then you lose it again.
Hey, Captain, Coach Elko knows to get the number two spot in the playoff rankings. You got to look terrible and come back against a bad team. Gig up, beat the hell out of cock member.
Yeah, I saw this one here. They were talking. Rob was referencing the Penn State Indiana game. Watch him dock Texas A&M for winning this one, you know?
Johnny Delgado, he's a Gamecock, Shane?
Yeah.
Let's put this in Beamer's buyout fund. I've been on his ass all year, and now you know why. Yeah, it's a rough look for old Beamer, isn't it?
Yeah, I was wondering why we weren't getting Aggie donations, because they just put it all in the Elko fund there.
Roger, appreciate you, buddy. He's not an A&M cop. He's a normal dumbass DPS trooper. Mm. Okay, well, thank you for clarifying. But it was, I retweeted it. Go check it out. A&M police, they tweeted about it, so that's why I assumed he was a police officer for them. But
maybe he's just not allowed back at the games, right? So,
yeah. I mean,
the guy should drive the speed limit if you're a South Carolina fan down there.
How about Toga? First half, Aggies won't make a bowl. Second half, Aggies winning a natty. That's what it felt like, isn't it?
It really did. You know, we were firing Elko, and now we're – no, I'm just kidding. We weren't firing him. But I do think that's just a – that's just how vulnerable. Like, we've been talking about how great the season is and the parity of this league, but the problem with that is in November it could be so touch and go, right? Like, there's scenarios that Bama doesn't make it. There's scenarios that Georgia doesn't make it. So, you know, Vanderbilt hanging on to dear life. So, yeah, I feel like there's a lot of football left.
Yeah. Hey, Oklahoma's up early on Bama 3-0.
Oh, shit. Well, are they a second half team? Ooh. We will find out.
We may not be done with some crazy results this season. Anything else, buddy, before we hop off here and go back to the games?
You don't learn the dance not to use it. You know what I'm saying?
Justin said, never had so many emotions in my life. I mean, that's the awesomeness of college. I didn't think they had any shot in hell to come back. The way they were playing the first half, I put it, what did I say, 4%? I was being optimistic with that 4%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, 42. I was hoping that it would land on like 42 points in this game. That would have been awesome. Because it was pretty specific, so.
Yeah, can't wait for old Marler Monday to see him cry about them Gamecocks.
Oh,
you know what?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it now. I'm sure he's – imagine all the tweets he had to delete there in his drafts, you know? He was here. Where's he at? He's not in the bullpen now, you know?
Roddy says, never underestimate the gingerbread man. You heard that this week, right?
No. Well, yes and no. Not really.
So that's Marcel Reed. That's what they call him, the gingerbread man.
Well, I got some reference with that. A couple of cousins were sending us some gingerbread stuff, so I assumed there was something gingerbread related there.
He's got to get that gingerbread NIL for Christmas time. You know what?
Gingerbread. Not my favorite, but I'd do it.
All right. I think that's a perfect place to cut it, Shane. If there's anything else, any emergencies or anything, we're going to hop on. Remember, people said Jimbo buyout was too much.
Let's do it. Hey, we may be back on later, so stay tuned. Have those notifications on. Hit that thumbs up on your way out. If you love the Aggies, hit the thumbs up. If you hate them,
if you want Beamer fired,
if you want Beamer fired, thumbs up.
So. We get enough of those thumbs up. Maybe we can get the buyout. We can buy his ass out ourselves.
You absolutely, man.
All right, we'll catch you on the next one.
See you guys.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.